Well, Christmas parties and festivities really started in earnest last night. If you were among those, bless your heart, you got up at 8:30 Mass. Good job. As I was preparing for this weekend's homily, I read a statistic that struck a chord with me, and I thought it fit beautifully in this. On Tuesday, December 6th, which was last Tuesday, at 2:56 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 86% of the population of living humans was in darkness. 86% at that time were in darkness, not because of power grids, just because that's the rotation right now of the world. And I held on to that and then read on another article, and it says 24% of people are not happy. 24% of people are not happy. And I thought, good. That's good, because you know what? I do not wish you happiness. And you're thinking right now, did he just say that? Yes, I just said that. I do not wish you happiness. So take that. But it has everything to do with what I wish you with this day, Gaudete Sunday. Because when we were kids, you remember being younger, when the third candle was lit, you were pumped up because you're like, all right, purple, purple, pink, purple. We are getting close to Christmas. And those that are younger thinking, that's right, he is right, we're getting closer to Christmas. But it's the pink candle that stands out. And it's very closely related to Laetare Sunday, which is in Lent. If you think back in Lent, Laetare, we also have a pink vestment Sunday. And it used to be, oh my gosh, Christmas is that much closer, and it is. And those that have not started shopping are thinking, oh my gosh, Christmas is that much closer, and it is. And then you start to mature and go things, think a little differently. I'm not ready for it. And I'm not talking about shopping, although that's getting closer, so just a heads up. But am I really ready for it? Gaudete Sunday. Because every man and woman has to ultimately ask the question that John asked in this passage from Matthew. And every man and woman has to wrestle with that and make their own decision and hopefully live their life in accordance with that decision. And the question that John the Baptist asked and that we all ask, are you the one? Are you the one? And as we wrestle with that question and answer, notice that Christ did not say, yep, I'm him. I am the man. He said, what do you see? So what is it that you see? And he lists things out. And he's saying, you have to decide. My friends, you have to decide, just like I have to decide. Jesus, are you the one? And if you land on your answer that yes, he is the one, then I wish you on this Gaudete Sunday what the term actually means. I wish you joy. Rejoice. I wish you joy. You might be thinking, that's all well and good. That's very nice. That's very sweet. Thank you. But don't look at it as just joy. Because when you look at it, it's actually an acronym. It's an acronym. How do you live your life? First and foremost, the J for Jesus. Do you live your life in accordance with that? The O is for others. You put others next. And the Y is you. Do you put yourself third? Do you live your life in accordance with Jesus, then others, and then you? That's what I wish you on this Gaudete Sunday. Not happiness. Happiness can be faked, and we're great at faking happiness. How you doing? I'm good. How you doing? I'm fine. And you're not. We try to put on a mask and say we're fine and we're good, and many times we are not. But joy you cannot fake. Joy realizes that you're going to have good and bad days. And through it all, through faith, family, and friends, you get through those times. Because when you live your life in accordance with this, with Jesus, then others, and yourself, you become a beacon of light for others to see. I dare say people look at you and go, what are they doing that they are happy? They shouldn't be with all the things going on in their lives. But you are. Because you don't live for happiness, you live for joy. I encourage you, if your spiritual journey makes you ready, not only put this up at Christmas time, but keep it up year-round. Maybe only a place that you can see, on the back of a door. You can get these anywhere. If not, make it. Matter of fact, our cantor made one for our family that's about 8 to 10 feet tall that's in our front yard. And people say, are you the Joy House? And I'm like, yes, we are. We are the Joy House. Are you the Joy House? Are you living the joy life? On this Gaudete Sunday, I offer that to you for your prayer, for your discerning, and for your challenge. And before your head hits the pillow tonight, ask yourself as you look in the mirror, do I live my life with joy? If so, how? We've heard about mission and then how to go about, maybe it's with some corporal works. Do you offer smiles? Do you open doors? Do you pray for the sick and the dying? All those things are really important because they help in your formation, in your spiritual journey, and for you to live with joy. So on this Gaudete Sunday, I offer and wish you joy. And I hope that you wish joy for all the people in your life. Imagine if we all have joy in our heart, what the world could be. Let's start at 8:30 Mass today. I wish you joy.